As Rabbi Yannai only said, you need a Gemar Malach of the Bayis, only something like by grapes. That there's no gathering by itself, it's only Lachilo. Mashenke and the Gurin, there you gather it together in the Siloam, so that's called the Gurin, there you'll have a Chiyah if it's Shumas Samaitis. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechon Odom b'mechuber v'shor betolish. We found so far that Odom, that a man when he's working, a poyo, he's allowed to eat from the fruits, and the same thing is shor betolish. Rashi v'sachsem shor b'dishoy. The Pasuk says, when you have your shor yach, threshing your wheat, you're not allowed to muzzle him. That's also halacha, when the shor is working, you have to let him eat. So far we have two places. A man, that's the poyo that's working, when he's working with it, whatever he's working, he's allowed to eat from it. And what in the shor also? So Ashkechon Odom b'mechubor, v'shor betolish. Now Odom betolish minolan. How do we know, like we had before in the Mishnah, when a man is working, gathering together the olives, or gathering together the grapes, even after they were picked off the tree, also he's allowed to eat from it. As long as it wasn't the Gemara Malacha yet, he's allowed to eat from it. How do we know this? The Gemara says, I'll tell you, Kal v'chayme mishor. It's the Kal v'chayme from a shor. Umar shor shein awaycha b'mechubor. Just we don't find anywhere that a shor is allowed to eat. When he's working, b'mechubor, things attached to the ground, oycha b'tolish. But when the shor is dash, is threshing wheat, he's allowed to eat from it. The master is not allowed to muzzle his ox when he's threshing. He has the right to eat. If so, Odom, a person, a worker, shoicha b'mechuber. Now we have the pasuk kisava b'kerem yecha. When a worker goes into somebody else's vineyard and works there pulling off the grapes, while he's pulling off the grapes, he's allowed to put it into his mouth. He's allowed to eat. If so, ain't a din shoicha b'tolish. Isn't it for sure a svara that a man should also be able to eat even after the grapes were pulled off? As long as he's working to gather the grapes together to bring them home, he's also allowed to eat. Tomorrow, malu shosh kenat mitzvah achisim osoi. No, sure, when it's working, you're not allowed to muzzle it. There's a law to muzzle it. But tayom the yodim shiata mitzvah achasim osoi. We had before. True, normally a worker is allowed to eat when he's working. But if you make up a condition with him, I do not give you any permission to eat. I'm only hiring you if you do not eat when you work. You're allowed to do that. There's no law of chesima by an Adam. Says so, maybe a man cannot eat when he's working betolish. That's not true. Therefore, we don't know yet. Now the Gemara says, but let's say that there should be a law that the master is not allowed to stop the worker from eating from it, mid-yiraisa. Mishor, learn it out from shor. Umashor, just like when you're working with your own ox. Shiyata mitzuv leach yosoi. If your ox is dying, there's no mitzvah midiraisa to save him. You have no mitzvah to keep him alive. Still at mitzvah, when your ox is working for you, you're not allowed to muzzle him. Bishas is working on food. If so, Adam, another person, shatim mitzvah lach yosai. If another person is dying, another Jew is dying, there's a mitzvah to save him. Lav dafka dying, if he's very poor, there's a mitzvah to help him out. Is ainu din, isn't it for sure then, shatim mitzvah achasim osai? That's for sure there should be a law that a master is not allowed to, like, tell his worker, you can't eat from the fruit that you're working on. Gemara says, true, there's such a smara, but omakro, the pasuk says, like we dashing before, kinafshecho, that the poyo, the worker, is like the master. Kinafshe shel poyo, ma nafsho, just like the master himself. Im chasamta potter, if he makes up, he himself will not eat when he's working. Af poyo, the same thing if you have a worker. Im chasamta potter, if you make up with your worker, that when he's working on your olive tree, you're not allowed to eat from it, you have a right to make such a condition. So therefore, Adam is different than Shor. Now the Gemara asks, if so, you can't learn out Adam from Shor. If so, the El Adam betolish minolon. How do we know that a man could eat betolish? How do we know a man could eat from fruits that's already picked off the tree? If he's working now, taking the grapes to the house, to bring the grapes in, how do we know he could eat from it? On Makro, the Pasuk says, koma, koma, beis pomin. Says the word two times. Rashi says, Kisavoy v'komas v'yecha, and then it says, Al komas v'yecha. In Neinu Inyan liyodam v'mechubur, if we have one pasuk already, that a man's allowed to eat when he's working, picking off the fruit off the tree, when it's still mechubur, now we have one pasuk. Is so, to Neinu Inyan liyodam v'tolish, use the second word, come up, teach us that even if your job is not to pick the fruits off the tree, but after the grapes are picked off already, they're on the floor, now your job is to bring them home, you're also allowed to eat from it. So from the second word, come, I know, even betolish, a man is allowed to eat. Bishas is working. No. Rabbi Yomar Rabbi says, Odom betolish le tzorach ruah. That a worker
his lout eats from the fruits. The Shas is working. Even though it's already picked off already, I don't need a pasuk. Ksiv, it says, Ki sovo b'kerem reyecho. When you go into your friend's vineyard, Mi lo yaskinon she'esochro l'katev. But the pasuk says, Tam, anytime you go to the vineyard, even if you are hired only to carry the grapes, that means the grapes were already picked off. It's already tolush. Still, the pasuk says you're allowed to eat from it. And the Yom Rachamon Aleichel, the Torah says you could eat from it. So, kids, here I know you could eat from tolush. Now, shor b'mechuber minolon. How do we know if you have a shor that's working on mechuber? You have a shor, let's say, that's plowing wheat. While the wheat is still mechuber, how do we know when the shor is plowing the wheat? You're not allowed to muzzle him. We don't have a parish apostolic that a man creates for Tolish. For sure, the Torah says it creates for Mechubar. Is so sure. Shaykh of Tolish is often a apostolic that says, L'sachtem Shor B'dishoy is Eino Din Shaykh of Mechubar. Isn't it a swear for sure that he creates when he's working by Mechubar? Mor says, no. Mal Yodim Shkenatim Subalach Yosoy. He cannot have a shore from an Odom. An Odom is a mitzvah to keep him alive. But by a shor, there's no mitzvah to keep him alive. So you can't learn out shor for Nodim. Now the Gemara says, but why don't I say, why don't I say there's a mitzvah to keep your ox alive? If you see your ox dying, starving, there should be a mitzvah to keep him alive. And I should have a kavachoyma. That there's no love to make up a condition that he's not allowed to eat when he's working. You're allowed to make such a condition. Still, atam mitzvah lach yisai, there's a mitzvah for you to keep him alive. Is so sure, shatam mitzvah lach asimosai, so sure that you are mitzvah, you're not allowed to, you can't muzzle him when he's working. Ein adin shatam mitzvah lach yisai, isn't it a svara for sure that there should be a mitzvah to keep him alive? Or makru, and this the pasuk says, vechai ochi chimach, that there's a mitzvah to keep your fellow brother alive. So idashin ochicha v'loy shor. You only have a mitzvah to keep a brother or Yisrael alive, and not a shor. So now the Gemara back. If so, v'yelu shor the mechubim minolan. How do we know when you have your shor working, plowing a wheat that's growing still? How do I know you can't muzzle him? On makro, the pasuk says reyacha reyacha beis pamin. Emeinu winyul yodim b'mechuber. If we do not need the extra pasuk by odim that he keeps when he's working b'mechuber, because we have a pasuk already koma. His soul to Nuinyan Lashor b'mechubar. Use it to teach us that even when you have your shore plowing b'mechubar, also you're not allowed to muzzle him. You have to let him eat. Ravina Marvina says, Lo yodam betolush, for lo yishor b'mechubar tzricha kro. Both of them do not need special psukim. Not that an odam kreet betolush, and not that a shore you can't muzzle him b'mechubar. Why? Just say the pasuk says, Lo yifach som shor b'dishoy, you're not allowed to muzzle your ox when he's working, when he's threshing the fruit, the grain. Michti. Kol mili yisnayu b'chassima. Everything is in this lava b'chassima. Rashi says, koi ma'korchach shor lav davko. V'chol shor b'emes yisnayu. P'tor chassima. Any animal, the shasi's working, you're not allowed to muzzle him. The yafinan shor shor mishabbos. The Gemara says, yafinan shor shor mishabbos. So it says, l'safshim shor, but he shor, does not mean only a shor. It means any animal. In Cain, if so, lichta rachmona loy sidosh bechasima. Let the pasuk just say loy sidosh bechasima. Shor the kosa rachmona lomeli. Why do I need the extra word here? Shor. Sheet that means all types of animals. Says, so why does it say the word shor? Tumor says leyakushay choisem lenechsam benechsam lechoisem. It means to make a hekesh the owner to the shor and the shor back to the owner. That wherever a man has an issa, the shor has an issa. And wherever the Yeshua has in this, it applies to the man also. So, ma choysim oichah b'mechubar, just like what choysim is la the man, is la rit, on peris as mechubar, af nechsam, the same thing, the shor, is also oichah b'mechubar, could also eat when he's working, plowing wheat. O ma nechsam, just like the shor, oichah b'tolish, that the Torah says clearly, lo esachsim shor v'dishoy, when your shor is threshing the wheat that was already pulled off already, that you're not allowed to muzzle the shor, is af choysem, the same thing as a man, oichah betolish, he's also allowed to eat the betolish. If he's working, gathering together the grapes, or gathering together the tefuah that was already pulled off, he's allowed to eat from it. So the kids, I do not need a special pasuk from this pasuk of shor itself, I make the hekish shor lodom. Tana Rabban, word like this, daish, pasuk daish, Tana Rabban daish, ma daish miyuchid,
Dover Shigdula Karka, something that grows off the ground, or Bashas Gamar Malocha Perlechaboy, and Bashas Gamar Malocha, the pearl, the worker, is allowed to eat from it, is Avkol Shigdula Karka. Anything that grows out of the ground, any type of grain, or fruits, or vegetables, like we had before, Perlechaboy, that a pearl, the worker, is allowed to eat from it. If you hire somebody to work on your field to take off the grapes, take off the fruit, bring in the vegetables, so a poil is allowed to work from it. The yotza goes out from here, ha choylev, if you're milking a cow, via machabes yamagven, you're cheesing the milk, you're making cheese, shen gidule karka, that milk or cheese does not grow out from the ground, via in poil echoboy. Then the poil has no right to drink the milk without asking permission from the balabos. The Torah only gives a poil the right to eat from the fruit by something that grows out from the ground, but not something like milk and cheese. Here the poil has no right to eat from it. For the Gemara, Lomeli, what on this pasuk from the Dik from Daish? Michi Sava Bekerim Yechonafka. I learned that from the other pasuk of Gisava Bekerim, Mash Moni Kerim, only things that grow. Smart Itzrich. No, I need the pasuk Daish. Sarko Tatech. I mean, I would have thought to say, Hoyelik Ziv Koma, L'Rav is called Bali Koma. Since we have before from the word Koma, we learn out not only a Zayis, not only a Kerim, but any type of a growth, anything that's standing, you the poil is let eat from it. So maybe the rabbi is not immediate the lav gula karkaninu. Maybe it's even coming to include also things that do not grow like cheese or like milk. Kamash malon. That's one in the diak from Dayish. No, only something that grows out of the ground. Then a poil is allowed to eat when he's working with it. But not if you're working with cheese or milk. Then the poil has no right to eat from it. All right, turn over. Talmud says, Tani, the ground another drush like this. Daish, what's the pasuk say? Daish for threshing. Ma daish miyuchid dovish v'shas kamar malocha poilechaboy. Something that at the shas kamar malocha, when you're working on the field to bring it in, so then the poil, the worker is allowed to eat from it. Av kol shu v'shas kamar malocha. Any type of a work that has to do when you're working with the final fruit, bringing it home. Poilechaboy. Yotze goes out from this. Hamanachesh, Beshumim, somebody just pruning, pulling out the bad garlic, or with Vitzolim, pulling out the bad onions. If you're not pulling off the good onion seed, you're only pulling off the bad ones to throw away, and the good ones you want to grow well, so that's not called the Gemar Malacha, then the poil has no right to eat from it. Hoyo v'yen Gemar Malacha, since right now this is not the Gemar Malacha, you're only pruning it now that it should grow better. The Gemar Malacha will be later when you pull off the teeth. So right now the worker has no right to eat from it, has no heter hatera. Is ein poil loichabem? The poil cannot eat from it. For at the Gemara, normally, what do I have to make this drasha for? Mivel kel yechol esite nafka. The pasuk says that the worker has no right to put it into his own kelim. He can't put it into his suitcase and take it home. But what does he have to do with it? He has to put it into the bala buses packages and take it home. So you see, we're talking about fruits that's been taken home to eat. But the pasuk has to say you can't take it home for yourself. So I know already it's only a heter for you to eat it, b'shas gemar malocha. Someone says, lo tzricha, the chiddush is, afa gav de kol mashlif, kitini, mi ben yalimi, even though you're throwing away the small ones from the big thick ones, Rashi says, yesh bebetzolim, shemesasrin, v'lo iya gasin li'elam. Some onions stay small, they never grow bigger. V'akur v'noisai balaz tzibis. V'yokur v'noisim v'en agdolim, you pull them off from the big ones. Le'achiv mokam, to let there be a lot of place for the big ones to grow. Now, the ikahashpin is similar kel yeshabalabayas. Now, these small ones, you're not going to throw them away because that's the gemar malacha, the small ones. Like here, you're doing two in one. You're pulling off the small ones, true, to make more place for the big ones. But these small ones are finished. It doesn't grow anymore. So you're taking these small ones home. So I would have thought to say then that the poyos la teach from it. Kamash mulano, that since this is not the ikah gemar malacha, you're only doing this mainly to make more space for the big ones to have place to grow more. So that's not called the Gemar Malacha. Kamash one, he can't eat from it. That's why I need the Pasuk of Daish. That has to be a total Gemar Malacha. Tan Yidduch, one another Brisa. Daish. Ma Daish miyuchad dovash anigmar malachta lemaiser. It wasn't the Gemar Malacha lemaiser. It wasn't brought into the house yet. It wasn't finished yet. Poyu loicha boy. Then a poy when he's working. He's allowed to eat from it. Av kosh panigmar malachal amaiser. Anytime the fruits before it's gemar malachal amaiser, poyu loicha boy. Yotzer goes out.
Ha'boidu b'tzmarim v'gregris. He'd be just separating the dates and the dried out figs. Hoyo v'nigma malachta l'maisar. Since it was already, nigma malachta was already brought into the bayis. There was a gemar malach already. Then the balabos wants to separate them. And poil echaboy. Then the poil has no right to eat from it. It's too late already for that work. You have no right to eat unless you get permission from the balabos. For the gemara, Ivotanya, we learned, ha'boidu b'tzmarim v'gregris. Somebody separating the dates and the dried out figs. Poil echaboy. It says the poil does have entity from it. So it's a sira. We just said no. Here it says yes. Omer ha'popo, kitan yohi, b'tzuchoni. Here we're talking about small ones. It says, tomorrow royim, shem is bashtem bilon, u'machnisen lekiyam b'kli shakapas tomorrow. And you put it into your basket, and there it becomes better. So it says there, now before it became ripe completely, if you separate them, they're allowed to eat. Because that's before the Gemara Malacha. Now these are bad dates that it only becomes ripe in the basket. So you have to put it in the basket, and it takes a long time for them to come ripe. So before they're ripe, it's still potter from Trumas and Maestros, that you'll have this heter, then the poil is allowed to eat from it. Tanya, they run another brighter. Daish. Ma daish meyuchid dover shlenigma malachta lechala. It's something you don't have a chiyav chal yet. You didn't make it into dough yet. Upoil oichaboy. Is asko dover shlenigma malachta lechala. You didn't make dough out of it yet. Poil oichaboy. Yotze goes out from here, halash. If somebody's kneading dough, you're a baker. You're working by the baker. V'yamakate v'yoifa. Shenigma malachta lechala. Since dough was made already, it's mechuyav chala. Shein poil oichaboy. If you're working by the bakery, you have no right to eat from the cake unless you get permission. Otherwise, you have no right to eat Torah, since it's already mechuyav chala. What is this chiddush for chala? We know from the first drasha. It's nigma malach to lemaiser. Lekasha. The chutzlar taskin and leka maiser. Talking about a chutzlar, there is no maiser. Hiyoka chala nami leka. In chutzlar, there is no chal either. If it's a shvel, according to the rabbanon, there is. No, ela liyolam boritz. Lekasha. Visheva shekivshu visheva shechuku. The first 14 years they came into Eretz Yisrael. The Yom Amar. Sheva shekivshu. The first 7 years they were capturing. V'sheva shechukah, the next 7 years they were dividing up Eretz Yisrael, nischayvu b'chala. At that time they were already mechuyvin chala. But v'loy nischayvu b'maiser, they were not mechuyvin maiser. For the Gemara, Mida, Maisa, Gorm, is a totally a maiser, Kamam Lokha Gorm. These are only proofs. At what time is the fruit called the Gemar Malokha that the poil can't eat from it? It doesn't really mean the Yisr is chal. El Radam Ravina. Korach, wrap it together, but talking like this. Daish. Ma daish miyuchad dovah shenigma malachta lemaisa ulechalo poil echaboy avkol shenigma malachta lemaisa lechalo poil echaboy he boil you poil ma shehaviv or v'yoichem could a poil like roast the food there and eat it meyave kanav madav racher aloi we have before the grapes you can't dip into salt and eat it you have to eat it raw so does it have to be raw completely or maybe roasted is okay toshma rishon balabayis lashkris poil yam yain v'shloyoch lanovim harbi. So lachshura gavla can boil it. To make the person well, that's good. You can boil on lachshura peramai. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding daf pei tes amar aleph on the bottom. Gemara says like this. Iboilu, I have a question, a shadow like this. Poil mal sheyahavev bior v'yoichel. Or poil that's working by a balabos. So the locher is if he's working, we had before, Bishas Kamar Malocho, he has the heter, he's allowed to eat from the food, but only from the food itself and not with the Dovaracher. You can't eat the Anovim with other food because it'll taste too good and it'll make you eat more and more. So the question is, Mal Shiahaviv Ba'or V'yuchel, can you take the food that it's working with and like roast it in the fire to make it taste well? Is that also, is that called Anovim V'Dovaracher or not? Mihevi Ki Anovim V'Dovaracher or Loi? Is it called like grapes in some sauce and something else? Or maybe not. Here there's no other sauce involved. You're only making the food itself taste better by roasting it. So the question is that also a muta? Toshma coming here. It says, Risho yibalabayis lahashko is poyalim yayin kidei shelo yoichlu. Anovim harbe. That the balabos, when he hires his workers, he's allowed to first make them drink a lot of wine in order that when they work by the grapes, they won't want to eat grapes. And the same thing, Rishoyim Poyalim, Litfo Pitum Betzir, a worker before he goes to work is allowed to take his bread and dip it into tzir, into some gravy.